The first coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines are 1-1 overall and host UNLV at noon Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. We'll go ahead and take questions.
Hello. Yep, I'm here.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Nick Baumgartner with MLive.com.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good, Nick.
Hey, I was wondering, can you just discuss how much of an asset that Greg Madison's been for you, not only just in terms of coaching the team, but just the entire transition here at Michigan?
Been tremendous. Both Greg and Ann have been great for Michigan, a deep abiding respect for Coach Madison as a coach and as a long-time friend of our family and of the University of Michigan. It does a tremendous job in all aspects of mentoring and player development and coaching.
Thanks, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And as a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Daniel Ottman with USA Today.
Hi, Jim. I was just wondering, is there a point in the season that you've found in your career? We've only had 2 games so far, but is there a general point in the season that you found in your coaching career that you really sort of have a handle or a feeling about what your team is and what its potential is and sort of where you stand?
I would say a specific point that can occur at different times, and I think you get to know people or yourself in general as you get to know people better as every day. But I definitely think there is a point where your team has an identity forged or emerges.
Varies by the team.
Yeah, or the year. I can't pinpoint a specific time that occurs.
Okay.
Our next question comes from the line of Angelique Chinchillas with Detroit News.
Jim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Last week, Brian Kelly told Rich Eisen that having Michigan back on the Notre Dame schedule is something they want, and he sounded positive about that. And I was just wondering if you feel it's important for Michigan to play Notre Dame.
I'd probably have a conversation with Coach Kelly about that, just before anybody else. I think that'd probably be the best course of action. That'd be my action plan. I'll have a conversation with Coach Kelly about it. I would be open to it, yes.
I also wanted to ask a follow-up, Jim. The Big Ten, on your radio show last night, I wasn't sure if it was – did the Big Ten actually apologize to you about the roughing the kicker call, or was it more of an explanation?
Explanation. Yeah, that was that was Jim Brandstetter's words, which I wouldn't categorize it as that. No, it was an explanation, and that's what those calls are, questions are for, so you can have an explanation to your players, so you can coach them better.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question comes from the line of Mark Anderson with Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Coach, UNLV obviously has a big benefit of going up there playing a storied program, but as a coach of a heavily favored team, what kind of benefits do you get out of playing a game like this?
Fair, honest, healthy competition, and very much looking forward to it. our players are and coaches are getting to know the Las Vegas team, and you know, we're very impressed. It's, you know, it's a team that plays with a lot of energy, a lot of quickness and dart and speed and strength. It's they're doing a fine job. And with the benefit for all is fair, honest, healthy competition.
And with the new Big Ten scheduling rules of the non-conference, what's your philosophy and what you consider like an ideal three-game non-conference schedule?
I don't know that I have a philosophy on that yet.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, how has recruiting changed from the time you left Stanford and until returning to begin the process again, recruiting for Michigan?
I don't know. I don't know really how categorize how it's really changed.
To this point, have you noticed any changes, or does it seem about the same as it was when you were just finishing recruiting at Stanford?
Yeah, I don't know to say. I mean, been on the job for half a recruiting cycle so far, so.
Thanks.
Yep, you're welcome.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Mark Snyder with Detroit Free Press.
Jim, when you look at Logan Tuitumen being gone at left tackle, he was the one who had come in, you know, in the Utah game. How did that shake out behind Mason there now?
How you know, our depth behind our starting offensive line, our starting tackles, is competitive at this point and to be determined.
Grant Newsom, the true freshman, was listed as the backup at left tackle. Would you be comfortable with the true freshman going in there in that spot?
Well, he's developing well, and as I said, I mean that competition is you know, still being determined.
In terms of Logan Tuitumen, is there any way he can get back in the graces of the program and get back, or is that a complete decision that's final?
I will refer you back to my statement on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay. Thank you.